Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting third. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alfied Roth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bill White. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fifth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Marsh moves to second. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfied Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fied Roth hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marsh takes first base on ball 4. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Marsh moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fied Roth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-1 in the game. Sushok hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delsing. Sushok reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Hatfield goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Young reaches third base with a triple. Dyke goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Tigers. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 1 in the game. Bearden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young scores. Goldsberry moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Browns, 2. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 0 for 1 in the game. Feed Roth hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delsing. The throw from Batts and he is safe. Delsing steals second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann strikes out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Dyke reaches second base with a double. Delsing scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dyke moves to third. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Groth scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 3, Browns, 3. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sushok takes first base on ball 4. Hatfield moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bearden strikes out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marsh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 2 in the game. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Feed Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 0 for 2 in the game. Feed Roth hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hatfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry bunts towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fiedroff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Young moves to third. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bearden hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sushok hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mullen. The throw from Moss and he is out, Young applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Del Singh strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-4 in the game. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-3 in the game. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Fiedroff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiedroff is 0-for-3 in the game. Fiedroff hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Barry bunts towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Groth scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sushok takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway pinch hits for Pat Mullen. Earl Hurst now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Mapes now playing left field. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fiedroff misplays the ball. That's an error on Fiedroff. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri bunts towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Goldsberry moves to second. One out. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Earl Hurst. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fiedroff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goldsberry moves to third. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marsh takes first base on ball 4. Marty Marion pinch hits for Jim Del Singh. Ted Gray now pitching. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dropo. Goldsberry scores. Marsh moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 4, Browns, 4. Ray Coleman pinch runs for Marty Marion. Hal White now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 5 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Coleman now playing center field. Dave Madison now pitching. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 4 in the game. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Fiedroff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiedroff is 0 for 4 in the game. Fiedroff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Moss bunts towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Dyke moves to second. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Young takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Goldsberry reaches second base with a double. Dyke scores. Young moves to third. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.